Hello and welcome to the Health Report with me, Norman Swan. Today, what's in a label? Calls for renaming a mental health problem. Connecting the heart and the mind. Making sure a live pregnancy isn't wrongly diagnosed as a miscarriage. And for those of you who've launched back into butter and thick steaks with the fat left on because you've been told not to bother yourself about saturated fats anymore, have I got news for you. You'd better dust off the veggies and olive oil because we've been misled. That's according to researchers at Harvard School of Public Health, one of whom is Adela Hruby in the Department of Nutrition.
Well, recent years there have been a fair number of studies and headlines accompanying those studies which have sort of declared saturated fat as benign. And with it was the idea that some 40 years of research on this topic is not dismissed but is resulting in dietary recommendations that basically shouldn't be followed, which limit saturated fat intake to less than 10% of calories, at least in the United States. So our primary motivation was to present a counterpoint to that research, and most importantly, to present the idea that it's not enough to lower saturated fat. You know, people don't just drop 10% of their calories spontaneously and not put something else on their plate instead of it. So we wanted to look at what people were putting back on their plate instead of saturated fat and whether or not that made a difference in terms of their heart disease risk.
So what did you do in this study?
We followed thousands of men and women. These were health professionals in the Nurses' Health Study and also the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study, who we've been tracking since the 1980s.
So this is about 120,000 nurses that you've been following through their health and well-being. And the health professionals is doctors as well, isn't it?
Yes, these are all health professionals, predominantly physicians, yes, all male.
So it's a selected group, but nonetheless, you've got good data on them.
We have very long-term data and I would say pretty good data, yeah, on lots of different factors. Habitual dietary intake among that, as well as, you know, their history of the diseases they develop, what kind of medications they take, all their lifestyle behaviors, their weight, so on and so forth over, you know, a period of now 26 to 30 years.
And you were looking at their dietary patterns over time.
Yes, and specifically, we were looking at their saturated fat intake, in fact, all their fatty acid intake as a proportion of their energy intake, as well as different types of carbohydrates.
And when you say fatty acids, you mean what?
I mean specifically saturated fat as a class, polyunsaturated fat, monounsaturated fat, and trans fats.
What did you find?
Well, we found that, as simply as I can put it, that the replacement matters, that when you look at saturated fat intake and model as its replacement nutrient, say, refined carbohydrates, refined starches and sugars, it does appear, in fact, that saturated fat looks like it's benign. But it's really only benign in relation to the effect of refined carbohydrates. When you look at saturated fat intake in relation to other fat types, notably monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, as well as healthy carbohydrates, then you see that saturated fat is, in fact, not benign in terms of cardiovascular risk.
So just unpick that for, because it's a complicated story. You're saying that there's been a confusion here. When you look at the studies of people who've lowered their saturated fat, they don't seem to have lowered their risk of heart disease. Therefore, saturated fat can't be that bad. And if I understand you correctly, what you're saying here is if you've traded off in your diet saturated fat basically for sugar, that's not going to cut it. Sugar's just as bad for you in a different kind of a way, and therefore you're not going to see the benefit of saturated fat. But if you trade off, if your comparator is saturated fat versus olive oil or canola or unprocessed carbohydrate, complicated carbohydrate with a low GI, then you see that saturated fat's still toxic.
Yeah, basically you've got it right. I mean, that's exactly the point of the study. What?
Sorry, thank goodness for that.
That you've got it exactly right? You do. Exactly right. The reverse is basically also true, that if you're replacing refined carbohydrates with saturated fatty acids, then you're also not doing yourself any favors, right? Whereas if you, you know, are cutting your refined carbs and replacing them with healthier fats or healthier carbohydrates, then you are going to do yourself a favor. Does that make sense?
It does. The bottom line message from what you're saying is that the studies that suggest saturated fat's okay are misleading and it's still bad. Now, the question then is, which I've heard from people who are experts in fats in Australia, is that saturated fat is still bad for you, but maybe not quite as bad for you as some of the earlier studies suggested. What's your view on that?
Well, I mean, that's not a simple question. I mean, there's a lot of prior history to this research. I mean, and some of the earlier studies showed that replacing I mean, these were studies maybe from the early 80s when people were in hospitals and they could feed them whatever they wanted, that when you replace the saturated fats with polyunsaturated fats, risk of heart disease dropped by 50%. Those are really quite dramatic changes. And in the context of a trial and compliance that is 100% or near 100%, then of course you're going to get some pretty, or you hope for some pretty dramatic results if you, you know, really think that there's a mechanistic association here. So we, of course, are conducting an observational study over many, many years, and we're considering habitual dietary intake in the context of, say, an American diet. So, you know, if you were conducting the study in the Mediterranean, for example, where olive oil is the primary monounsaturated fat source in the diet, then you would probably see a lot stronger effects of monounsaturated fatty acids than we do in our cohorts here in the United States, mostly because olive oil isn't something that really is widely consumed, or it certainly wasn't widely consumed over this time period. So there are a number of different reasons for that, but those are just some of them.
So bottom line here is, don't ignore decades of research here into saturated fat. It's still not good for your heart. But if you're going to cut it down, replace it with either polyunsaturated or monounsaturated oils like canola or olive oil.
Yeah, or nuts, for example. Nuts are another great source of poly and monounsaturated fats, even peanuts. There are a lot of different food sources for each of these fatty acids, but most typically, you're right, vegetable oils and olive oil typically come to mind, yeah. The only other thing I would add is that if you really want a visual of it, don't just dump a bowl of pasta on your plate as opposed to, you know, while you're removing the steak, right? Choose some other alternative fat source, or just don't drop the pasta on your plate and put a steak there instead or something like that. And I need to add, we don't advocate for the removal of any food group from the diet because, you know, variety in diet is very important. But yeah, I mean, if that's the basic visual is of people eating lots of pasta and saying that steak is bad for you, but, you know, the result is that you're really not doing yourself any favors when you do that.
So it's not just about giving up the saturated fat, it's what you swap it for. Adele Hruby is in the Department of Nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. And you're listening to The Health Report here on RN with me, Norman Swan.